The FAA hangs out a rare help wanted sign. Boeing forecasts a $1.9 trillion market in the Asia Pacific. And an unmanned target drone is down in New Mexico. This is Aero News for Tuesday, February 11, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has opened up several thousand air traffic controllers positions in anticipation of hiring as many as 10,000 controllers over the next 10 years, and as many as 6,000 by 2019. Forbes reports that the positions went live Monday online, and the FAA will be accepting applications through February 24th, with a virtual career fair set for tomorrow, Wednesday, February 12th. Those who apply will have to be available to start training before they turn 31 years old and be willing to relocate to wherever the FAA needs to place controllers. According to the FAA, applicants will need, quote, 3 years of progressively responsible work experience or a bachelor's degree or a combination of education and work experience that totals 3 years, end quote. Trainees who began working last year earned nearly $18,000 while they were in training, with starting salaries averaging $37,000 plus. Beyond that, the pay range can go up to $171,000 plus, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, depending on experience and location. The FAA often recruits from military or air traffic programs offered by colleges, so these public openings are not very common. Just ahead of the Singapore Air Show, Boeing is predicting strong economic and passenger growth to be the main drivers of new airplane demand in the Asia-Pacific region. The plane maker thinks the region's airlines will need an additional 12,820 airplanes, valued at $1.9 trillion, representing 36% of the world's new airplane deliveries over the next 20 years. Boeing's data projects that passenger airlines in the region will rely primarily on single-aisle airplanes, such as the next-generation 737 and the 737 MAX, a new engine variant of the market-leading 737, to connect passengers. Single-aisle airplanes will represent 69% of the new airplanes in the region. For long-haul traffic, Boeing forecasts twin-aisle airplanes, such as the 747-8 Intercontinental, the 777, and the 787 Dreamliner, will account for 28% of new airplane deliveries. Boeing's recently launched 787-10 and the 777X will also support the demand for fuel-efficient twin-aisle airplanes in the region. Singapore Airlines already has ordered 30 787-10s, helping to launch the program at the 2013 Paris Air Show, and Cathay Pacific recently ordered 21 777-9X airplanes. An unmanned QF-4 aerial target assigned to the 82nd Aerial Target Squadron at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico went down on February 7th. The accident site is located inside the White Sands National Monument, which was closed in advance of the test mission. The cause of the accident is not known at this time, and the incident is under investigation. This accident follows a QF-4 accident in July 2011, where a manned version of the aircraft went down near Hope, New Mexico. In that incident, the pilot safely ejected and was unharmed. The supersonic QF-4 is a reusable, full-scale, remotely piloted aerial target modified from the F-4 Phantom. The QF-4 provides a realistic, full-scale target for air-to-air weapons systems evaluation, development, and testing. A new purchase option has been announced for the Subsonics personal jet, originally offered only as an ultra-quick build kit for experimental exhibition certification. Customers will now have the option to choose between the original exhibition kit or a new quick build kit option that is in compliance with experimental amateur build standards. As part of a large progress update to Sonics customers, introductory pricing announced at EAA's Air Venture last summer will be extended through March 31st of this year. Ariane Space opened a busy year of mission activity in 2014 recently with another Ariane 5 success that added key numbers to the company's commercial launch services track record. This 250th launch performed by Ariane Space lifted off from the spaceport in French Guiana at 6:30 p.m. local time this past Thursday, delivering a dual satellite payload into geostationary transfer orbit. This flight is the first of up to 12 Ariane space missions planned from the spaceport this year, which would set an operational record for the company. When AeroNews continues, see the USA, well, the Grand Canyon anyway, from the air. A controversial roundup will go on in the wild, wild west, and readying to explore deep space.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Renbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Renbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Renbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Renbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. AeroNews continues now for Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA is set to open up 1,721 flight allocations for Grand Canyon tour flights that it had abandoned in the past, as long as the flights do not increase the overall noise in the national park. The Associated Press reports that the transportation bill passed in 2012 required the FAA and National Park Service to develop incentives for the use of, quote-unquote, quiet air technology, or QT, at the Grand Canyon. The Park Service has already reduced the fee per flight from $25 to $20 for such aircraft. A formula that accounts for noise certification levels and number of seats is used to determine if an aircraft can be considered quiet. The Federal Register indicates that the FAA currently holds 49 locations in the Dragon and Zuni Point corridors of the park, and 1,672 allocations elsewhere in the park's special flight rules area that it intends to release to commercial air tour operators. Each year, the Bureau of Land Management gathers thousands of wild horses and burros to protect rangeland health. These excess animals are transported to BLM holding facilities, where the younger animals are prepared for adoption through the agency's adoption program, while older ones are cared for in long-term pasture settings in the Midwest. So what does this have to do with aviation, you ask? Well, the BLM makes use of helicopters to assist in the roundup of the wild horses and burros and has awarded two $6 million contracts to helicopter companies to assist in this year's roundup, a practice that has been called inhumane by the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign. In a news release, the campaign said that the BLM was proceeding with the roundup despite a report issued by the National Academy of Sciences, commissioned by the BLM, by the way, that indicated that there are now more wild horses and burros in holding facilities than existing on the open range. The group said the NAS suggested alternative methods for controlling the size of the herds that would reduce the need for helicopter roundups. But apparently, BLM isn't listening. The biggest accomplishments on the Next Generation Deep Space programs will take place this year, including Orion's first mission, Space Launch System booster and engine firing, and the opening of the SLS Vertical Assembly Center, all important steps in preparing for deep space human exploration missions. NASA's SLS and Orion 4 prime contractors met recently at an industry team meeting to discuss progress to date and ensure the teams are on track for the 2014 and 2017 launches. As Lockheed Martin and NASA prepare for the launch this fall of an uncrewed Orion spacecraft, the SLS industry team is also gearing up for an important year on the path to deep space exploration, including producing flight test hardware and bringing the SLS Vertical Assembly Center online at NASA's Michoud Assembly Facility in New Orleans. NASA's Space Launch System and the Orion spacecraft are designed to be flexible for cargo or crew missions. The two will provide a safe, affordable, and sustainable way to continue America's journey of discovery from the unique vantage point of deep space. I just hope someone warns the Ferengi on Deep Space Nine that we're coming. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.